This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Week. Isn't it fabulous, wonderful, fantastic, and hardly darn wait. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennett. Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. What's your winter weather driving pet peeve? I bet my asking that question alone rises your, you know, takes that blood pressure up a notch or two. Right? You're thinking about all those things that you did. You ever do a little road rage thing, Todd, when you're behind somebody that's doing something that you just completely can't fathom?
You know, we wouldn't have so much road rage if we had better drivers, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah. We're doing the safety talk next hour, and really looking forward to that. On the program we call What's on Your Mind, we'll actually have both a traffic safety coordinator from the North Dakota Safety Council and also a real live Burley County deputy on the program today, talking about winter driving safety. They have a lot of good tips, but I thought we would just kind of get right to the heart of it. What really do you see out there where you just go SMH? Because we don't actually say shake my head anymore, right? We just type in SMH.
LOL.
You ever get those little snarky texts from anybody?
SMH. Every. Just about every text, actually.
We don't use words anymore. We use emojis and, you know, three-letter cryptic words that I have no clue. I need.
Wasn't that a Doors song, Got My Emoji Rising?
Anyway, what else? Oh, one little bit of unfinished business from Friday. We had a couple of contests going. One was guess the score of the Bison, and it's just kind of a pleasant problem. But we had zillions of answers. And so we have yet to get through all of them. So Todd and Rev are working on that. And we'll have an answer by the end of the show on who the winner was.
Well, this isn't going to be too tough because hardly anybody picked JMU to win. So.
That's true. There were not a lot of detractors, but we have to get through all of those. So we'll do that before the end of the program. And we also have an answer back. We had a lot of Christmas music suggestions. We're going to be using those all week long. So thank you for that. We did have one person very upset, Todd, even tagged me on Facebook, posted on my wall, hashtag rude, and
which is how we slap people in this day and age. I tag you. Ooh.
Yeah, hashtag rude, I call that. I mean, if Todd tags me, it's cool, because Todd, you know, we're like that. I can tag him, he can tag me, and we trust
Absolutely.
Each other, right? But when you're tagging and you don't, you know, sort of have a, you know, kind of that bro-like relationship going, it's a little hashtag rude. But anyway, I've been around my 13-year-old too long this weekend, you can tell. Anyway, what I was going to say is they were upset because we had a little contest. My favorite Christmas song of all time, as you may recall, was Josh Groban, Oh Holy Night.
Right.
And somebody texted, oh no, Andy Williams, Oh Holy Night, way better. So we said, well, we'll have a little Oh Holy Night off. And so we played both of them. He's claiming that I sabotaged the contest because I didn't play enough of Oh Holy Night by Andy.
Well, you didn't let it get to the crescendo there, its peak, you know. But,
so we'll
but we're not a music show either, so.
Yeah, and for that, and we had other people saying, enough of the Christmas music already, get on with it. So we
See?
You can't win, so we were trying to get on. Anyway, so here's the scoop. We'll solve that. We'll correct the record and throw that one out there today and give that contest one final chance. And then you can say which one you think is best since we tainted the contest a little bit. Also, Ryan Rauschenberger will be here at the bottom of the hour. He's North Dakota's tax commissioner. We've had a lot of calls from you, our fine listeners, questioning whether or not the protesters were paying taxes. Not to mention, if they earn income here protesting, aren't they obligated to pay tax? He told me that he had a couple of tracks going in the way of investigations into a couple of those questions, so we'll get an update on all of that. And then we'll do Safety Talk Radio, brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI, in the next hour as well. And I want to know at that time, what's your worst winter weather driving pet peeve is? Lance and Mandan has a contribution ready. We have a lot on Facebook, too. Lance, what's yours?
No headlights and inclement weather really bothers me.
You know, that's a great one to start with. That's a great one to start with because it's, number one, very easy, and number two, is it could be a matter of life or death for some folks, right?
Yep. Well, let's put it this way. I'm running a snowplow, whatever you want. You know what I mean? Snow removal equipment, and I've had cars come out of the fog at me. That would not be good for them. Let's put it that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they'd probably get the business end of a plow on that Yugo. Yeah, that wouldn't be a good deal.
Gotta call thinking ahead in my mind, but what do I know?
Makes good sense, Lance. hopefully they'll heed your advice today. Okay.
Yep. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. You can keep those coming. If you can't wait till our safety talk on those, get them in now at 855-200-1776 extension 1 to leave a message. All right. 855-200-1776 extension 1 on your winter weather driving pet peeves. If you let other people know what your pet peeves are, maybe they'll do less of it and you'll have more of a pleasant winter weather driving experience. We just aim to please here on What's on Your Mind. So, a couple things from the weekend I want to get to, and then we can just chat about whatever you'd like to hear throughout the program. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550. You can always text Todd at 701-226-8503, or you can email Scott at flagfamily.com. It's actually Scott H. now at flagfamily.com. I had to declare email bankruptcy. I couldn't keep up anymore. I had to start a new email. Have you ever done that, Todd? I'm wiping one out.
Well, not like you email yourself, so of course you don't know. It's like giving your own phone number. You have to stop and wait a minute. What was that again?
So Scott H. at flagfamily.com is my own personal email, but anytime, 24/7 for the What's on Your Mind crew here. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Manny, that's a really nice little Santa hat there, too. The elf shoes, though, are a little over the top. You see the elf shoes on Manny there today?
Oh, my God, no.
Did you borrow those from Will Ferrell? The greatest hilarious Christmas comedy ever, Manny?
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, very nice.
That don't sound so upbeat there, Manny.
Yeah, he just kind of fell asleep on us. Now he's got to go talk to a caller.
It doesn't fit my head, though. The elf hat doesn't fit.
I've got to check this out.
My head's a little too big.
It's very nice. We're brought to you today by our friends at High Plains Apache. If you need us, I tell you what, if you would like to, spend a little more quality time with the family, I'm thinking this would be a great Christmas gift because this is the businessman sprayer. You can just get the job done and you get, a little more quality time with the family with that baby because you get the power to climb your toughest grades. You get to through your most unfavorable ground conditions. You're not going to get stuck. This thing really has that light footprint on it. Fuel efficient, reliable, leading operator comfort, state-of-the-art noise dampening inside the cab, 5-year driveline warranty, best in the biz. So, you know what I'm talking about? That's a Christmas present. Buy yourself one. New, used, highplainsapache.com. Need a part? The ETA Center's got it for all your ag application parts. And Mandan across from Bonanza on Eastside Court. Or they're in Frontier, actually, south of Fargo, exit 60, just south of Fargo. High Plains Apache, tell them Scott and Todd sent you. All right, Bill in Fargo wants to talk about what's on his mind before I tell you what's on mine. Hi, Bill, how are you?
Oh, not too bad.
Heidi Heitkamp in the Electoral College are on my mind. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Well, I was thinking law enforcement should get out with more unmarked vehicles so that they can see more of these bad driving habits that are going on. And a lot of them I see that drive big trucks are mostly out-of-state vehicles that are causing our problems. I mean, they don't drive very well. They drive too fast. A lot of them are out-of-state plates. So, but, I mean, we got some other problems, too. But I think if law enforcement could get out with more unmarked vehicles, they could probably see a lot more of it because get a marked one out there.
Well, very good.
Be that or they know it's around, and they correct their driving habits.
Sure. We have a deputy from the Burley County Sheriff's Department with us today, so we'll ask that. If they go out and unmarked, what kind of behavior? I think they see plenty without unmarked, but would they have to help bring down some of the behavior? Good question. We'll ask number two on the pet peeve list. Thank you very much. So here's my prediction. There's two posts left open in the Trump administration and his cabinet. Veterans Administration, I mean, Pete Hegseth's going to get that, and Ag, I think Heidi Heitkamp's going to get that. And I think it'll be announced this week. I have some sources on this that have informed this opinion. Evidently, she's already indicated she would take the post if offered. And I have a Democratic source that said, hey, there's a, you know, despite a strong confidence in her reelection efforts, in other words, she's not saying I'm waving the white flag here, that she is likely to go if this offer comes. So, and here's my deal. She was really hard-pressed to claim any accomplishments with a Democratic president, right, under Obama. So staying in the Senate cannot be an appealing option, even if, you know, Chuckie Schumer and everybody else wants her to stay. Because if she stays, she has to join the anti-Trump brigade as a Democrat in the minority. And what's that do? That just harms her approval rating all that more. So stay tuned on this one. A couple more predictions when we come back. And your calls at 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Who freaks out over the brass in the Christmas? Did we do this one for Todd, or Todd, did we do this for Manny? I forget.
Those are for me.
This is for you.
This is Christmas shopping music there.
Oh, yeah. This
Manny, you're the man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, those elf shoes. Have you seen the elf shoes yet on Manny? Check them out. They're really
cool. I got to check that out.
What'd you pay for those things, man?
Couple hundred thousand. No, I'm kidding.
That's their gold line. I get it now. Well, back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you part today by MyPillow, Minnesota made. This is made right here in the USA. And you know what, folks? MyPillow is the best pillow I've ever laid my head on in 52 years on this earth. And your sleep is the most important thing to your health. So the pillow's darn important. A lot of night sleep is disrupted by a bad pillow. Mike Lindell, the inventor, found that out, traveling to all kinds of places. Talked to a lot of people, and most of them here with State Fair in North Dakota and county fairs and all kinds of different festivals and events, Hoost Fest, that people really wanted a good pillow. So he was selling all kinds of things, and he came to invent this pillow. Now it is the fastest-selling pillow on the planet Earth. It's a great story. It really is. We'd love for you to have one, and they gave us the opportunity to give you the best deal ever, the best premium offer ever, the four-pack special, where you get two premium pillows. That's the best you can buy. Can't get them in stores. Two go-anywhere pillows. That takes the MyPillow magic with you when you're in the airport or in the car, you know, traveling on the road, easy to tuck in a suitcase. A savings of $179. 800-506-9028 is the number you call. 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. And the money-back guarantee, it's normally 60 nights, is all the way through March now. So, that's right. Buy them as gifts and they still have the money-back guarantee. Isn't that nice? Okay. So, the other prediction I was going to make is I'm predicting that Heidi Heitkamp is going to be Donald Trump's ag secretary. That will then open up a Senate seat. And we got to get Roscoe Striley on. So, Rev, make a note. Roscoe Striley, a senator from Minot, part of our state legislature, who was instrumental in changing the law in the last session, which I thought was a good idea. It just basically said a governor ought not decide who a senator is. The people ought to decide, okay? Now, the only thing is they did something, and I don't remember exactly the details of this, but something was not so good idea upon reflection in the amount of time that it's vacant. Okay, so if Senator Heitkamp comes out, goes to the Trump campaign, the Trump administration, rather, as ag secretary, we don't have a senator until we elect one. And I believe the number in the governor's, the legislation that the governor has to do it in like 95 days. Well, you'd have a lot of very important legislation in the first 95 days. I assume Senator Heitkamp will stay there until confirmed, right? So whenever she comes out, until the, you know, then when the governor sets the election. And so in my mind, the governor should really shorten that time frame, number one, because I think he has a maximum of 95 days to do it. But maybe the law needs some tweaking. I heard some grumbling that the law isn't, you know, was not well thought out. But, okay, so back to this. Heitkamp gets the pick. Yes, okay, going to be the ag secretary. Then what? Then Governor Burgum would have to set an election. Kevin Cramer would be a senator in 2017. And I just think that's not even a bold prediction. That's just pretty much political common sense. Now, would other people maybe want to run? Sure. But, I mean, tell me who beats Kevin Cramer. Either as, you know, a Republican or as a Democrat. So I think he's a senator. No doubt about it. Then you have a House seat. I made a prediction on that over the weekend. A lot of people are interested in the House seat, and they've been seeing this coming for a while. They're just assuming Congressman Cramer would run for Senate. We don't even know that. I mean, obviously, I believe if Senator Heitkamp gets pulled up to the cabinet, he would. Would he run in 2 years? I don't know. His star continues to rise in the House. So, you know, if you're part of leadership in the House, maybe you don't want to do that. On the other hand, the appeal of running and winning a Senate seat, and you're there 6 years, that has some appeal. But Tom Campbell's name that has been thrown out there, and we're going to talk to Tom later in the week. Tom is a state senator from Grafton in the legislature, and he has already said, I'm running for the House. I think he'd win. I think he'd win that spot. I really do, if he ran for that. There'd be Republican competition for it, obviously, and then, a Democratic candidate. So you never know in any of these things. But I think Tom Campbell's probably the closest aligned to a Burgum model. A Burgum model meaning, okay, business leader, but now has said, okay, it's time to serve. I'll be a political leader, right? So of anybody I've heard, I think he has the most, you know, business leader chops out of that whole group. The only other one that has expressed some interest, been out in Washington, D.C., poking around, talking to folks about running again was Rick Berg. And Rick certainly has business credentials, longtime legislator. But it's always tough when you lost a race. I mean, you know, it's not a total disqualifier, but I think this soon, having lost to 99 Camp, that would make it a little less appealing than, you know, a new name there. It's my take on it anyway, just because a lot of people are still smarting from that loss. They just are. I mean, they just see it as a campaign that wasn't well run, and I don't know how you take another bite at that apple in this particular case. But who knows? Anyway, I'm paid to give my opinions, and I gave a couple of predictions for you there, okay? So let's see what else. I'll save the Electoral College stuff for later. I do have a couple of thoughts on what's going on there. First of all, just to tell you, nothing to worry about here, right? This is like so many things, just an effort to damage Donald Trump, politically gain some ground. Todd, do you have "O Holy Night" by Andy Williams handy there? Because we could maybe correct the record on that one. It's one other thing I have on my to-do list here. That
you're still on that, huh?
Well, I think we better. I don't, you know. Somebody made a complaint that it wasn't fair, that we, you know. Okay. You talk first when it's safe to talk, based on the complaint.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul
settle down.
On your knees.
I might need a.
I don't know if we're going to get to it before the break.
Oh,
it's just coming to it.
Okay, pause it right here. Pause it right here. So we'll pick up on the other side of the break and do this fair and square, and then you can decide. Josh Groban or Andy Williams. It's a huge controversy, ladies and gentlemen. It's Christmas week. We have to deal with the big stuff. I'm sorry. We can't go with small ball. So, you tell us. We'll come back with Josh Groban. How about that? For the bumper. And then we'll go right into Andy. Sound good, Todd? Manny? Mr. Elf Shoes?
Yeah, right.
Are you pouting again, or what's going on here?
I think he is. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Vina's sister city of Shan. Meet and greet Bjørnhamn. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
So this is Josh Groban.
Long
I added the commentary Friday on the program that it was my favorite all-time. Well, I'll say favorite this season Christmas song. It's the one that just sort of touches your soul. By the way, saw the Blenders last night at the Fargo Theater. Unbelievable show. Unbelievable. Just fabulous. They are so good. They have, you know, have you seen the Blenders before, Todd?
Have not. I'm ashamed to admit because I'm probably the only person in North Dakota who hasn't. But
because they are North Dakota boys.
Yeah.
But
I hear they're a must to see, though, every time.
They had a band. And they don't need one. I need to track them down and say, guys, save the money. Because they're so good, acapella. It's just amazing. Anyway, so, you know, that music that just fills your soul, that's the bar. That's the box I like to check at Christmas. And this one, right here, listen to this. Listen to this voice. Josh Groban. Oh, my God.
Angel voices.
A caller who, by the way, has texted back today to say this is just in good fun.
Yeah.
But he thought the O Holy Night by Andy Williams was a lot better.
I mean, you're getting downright defensive over it all here.
He said, oh, I just see the rest of his text now. It says, of course, I'm still right. But good fun all the same. Thank you, Adam. So here is, before the break, we ran out of time. You're comparing that, Josh Groban, to this. Here's the rest of Andy Williams. All right, let's go to Andy.
What a tough neighborhood we live in, Manny, huh? These Andy Williams, Josh Groban fights are just starting to kill me here.
Yeah, they are. Is this Andy now?
Yes. If you had to ask, you're not a big fan.
Is this the big core swell?
Well, we kind of did it there. But
when Christ was born.
They're both very good. I'll admit, I like Andy Williams a lot.
Should we do like a tale of the tape between the two to really kind of determine who has the advantage?
Okay, you two work on that. We're going to talk to our next guest on What's on Your Mind. And continue, by the way, with our Christmas bumper music all week long, right from your contributions on Friday. And we want to give a shout-out to our lucky winner of our contest on Friday to guess the best score, a big old MyPillow coming Cody Schaff's way. Cody Schaff of Mandan's at 2417 JMU, and the lucky winner. We have a few consolation prizes, too, so watch your text.
Darn close on that score, huh?
Yeah, watch your text. We'll be able to take care of you right there. Ryan Rauschenberger is the state tax commissioner in North Dakota. We forwarded on your questions related to some concerns of protesters being paid and whether or not they were paying taxes. And talked to Ryan last week, and he said there were a couple of tracks that they were following, and promised an update for us this week on the program. And here he is. Ryan, how you doing?
Good. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Thanks for joining us on the program.
Absolutely.
And, you can't see this because you're on the phone in your office, but our engineer that you just talked to, Manny, has some really swell elf shoes that are pretty cool. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. In fact, we have a texter, Manny, that says, aren't elf shoes lined with baby seal? Just kidding. So, yeah. Now the calls are going to come.
I can't believe you used that one. Holy cow.
Do you have anybody in the office wearing, like, any festive Christmas wear? You got ugly sweater contest in the tax department or anything?
We actually had one last year and last week. We made it more of a flannel contest. We wanted to switch it up, more of a Christmas flannel contest. So yeah, we like to have fun. I'll tell you, last year it was quite the show of the ugly sweaters.
When you're crunching all those numbers, you got to have something to smile a little bit.
Right,
huh?
Right.
Yeah, exactly right. So is it a busy time in the tax office right now?
You know, it really is with the session coming up, and everything that's just going on. It's a very busy time, and we're ramping up for the filing season too. So we always kind of run at double time when it's the filing season, and it's always during the session. So it's always a busy time in the winter.
By the way, one quick road note I meant to mention earlier that there are some. Slick areas out there today. Where is the, black ice on 94 east and west bounds, says this texter. Vehicles running off the highway, slow down, do not cruise. If you could text that person back and just find out where they're talking on 94. But in the meantime, keep an eye out for black ice on 94. We'll keep you posted on that as well today. Okay, so Ryan, tell me a little bit about these questions. When I mentioned the ones we'd gotten, you'd gotten the same and already were working on getting a couple of answers. First of all, do we know the protesters, are getting paid in some formal way, as in a check being issued to them?
Well, you know, Scott, I'd like to put some of the compensation that we believe going on down at the protest camp in a couple buckets. One would be the compensation, like you just mentioned, directly from some of these entities, more of these political activist entities, paying protesters to be here. And within that realm, there's two things. Are they an employee or are they an independent contractor? And that really changes the difference between how they're treated. They're both subject to tax, but if they're an employee, there should be withholding, and we would basically we'd be seeing money coming in here on a quarterly basis, just like regular wages. Likely what's being happened with the compensation down there is they're being considered an independent contractor. But and I'm using these terms because this is the IRS term. They'd be considered a contract where they work for somebody, but they're independent. They're not in a chain of command in some way. So, but in that case, they should be getting a 1099, but we don't know that until really the end of the year when a company or an entity would issue a 1099 to those people. So in that area, you know, we've had a number of discussions here. We've had a number of discussions with legislators about this issue. We do have some compliance abilities when it comes to issuers of 1099s. So, we can look at the IRS also has compliance capabilities when it comes to issuance of 1099s. And frankly, I hope that we see some get issued, because we know from what we've heard, we believe that there are payments going out to those protesters. I know you've talked about it a number of times on your show. We're hearing that information. It's tough to follow the money trail, but if checks are being issued for their services rendered, there should be tax paid here in North Dakota, and those 1099s should be issued. And that's the point at which we could maybe do something.
So if black ice, by the way, is between Bismarck and Dickinson, according to another listener out there, so there's an update on that for you. And please, if you see something, say something to us, 800-228-0550, or you can text Todd at 701-226-8503, 800-228-0550. So if I'm Earth Justice, which is one of the first groups in, and they website, they just want all Dirty Fuels to end. So they've been kind of the partner, if you will, of Standing Rock early on, said we'll do the lawsuits, we'll fund all the legal stuff. If I'm Earth Justice and I got 20 people on the ground or I got 200 protesters, whatever, I can issue 1099s. Do you get notice of that because the work was in North Dakota? Are you supposed to know about it if the work happened here?
I'll say we should. We should. And, of course, that doesn't happen. The rule of 1099 is if somebody receives a payment over $600 in a calendar year, so this is all the rules are based on a calendar year, if that happens, a 1099 would be issued. So it would be after the end of this calendar year. So really our compliance efforts would begin, and we'd be able to actually move on it after the end of the calendar year because – they'd be considered, I'm just assuming if they're considered independent contractors, there wouldn't be any withholding, but we would get, if they're independent contractors, we would get a notice, as would the IRS, get a notice saying this much service was performed, we wrote out this much in checks, and we should get it too because it happened here in North Dakota. But because we know the entities who are, you know, out there operating, we know the names of entities who are behind a lot of this, I think that we have some abilities to ask some serious questions. If we don't see the 1099s come in, I think we can ask the question, say, why aren't they?
Now, so, the first one you mentioned, employee withholding. We've heard a lot of stories, and again, there's stories, but I believe there's enough, I've heard this enough that I believe there's something there that you know, protesters are going and cash their checks at different places. Throughout the area. So somebody's issuing checks to protesters. Do we have one of those checks? Do we know which entity that is? Some people claim it's the railroad. I've always said there's no way it's the railroad. I mean, if the railroad was involved, because obviously they'd benefit from not having a pipeline in, they wouldn't have their name on it. So I've just never bought that one. But some people have always claimed that there was some tie to the railroad in it. But do you know of any specific ones or anybody that's actually brought you a check or told you from a particular entity that's cashed those?
No, I don't have any specifics, and I would have to, and I can't disclose, even if I did know, I wouldn't be able to disclose because of confidentiality. We have very strict confidentiality laws about taxpayers and whether they're paying or emitting the 1099s. In general, if we know that, that checks are being issued, we believe 1099s should be coming, they won't be coming yet, but fairly soon they should be coming, and we would know whether or not they're being issued properly. So checks can be issued to contractors throughout a year. It's just at the end of the year, they need to get a 1099 that says you earned this much income in the United States and in these states, and you need to file. You need to file taxes. And that's the trigger. That's really the upfront compliance that we would work with, hopefully to see those 1099s occurring. Again, it's just a little too early for us to have that in the door yet. That process takes time. But I'll tell you, I hope that those who are earning income in North Dakota are going to be paying North Dakota income tax because it's all about a level playing field. It isn't about a revenue grab or anything like that. It's just making sure that those who are earning tax, those who are earning income here, are paying the right amount of tax here.
Makes sense. All right, short break. Back with more with Ryan Rauschenberger, who is the state tax commissioner. Any of your questions for him are welcome. It's 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, or you can text Todd with your questions at 701-226-8503. We're brought to you in part today by the University of Mary. You're a nurse. You become a nurse because you have a heart for others, right? Want to grow those skills, excel in your profession? The long tradition of excellence in nursing education at UMary. Classes begin every 5 weeks to earn your master's degree in nursing. Part-time or full-time options. An excellent education at an excellent value. UMary.edu/MSN today to apply.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. They do that by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields and giving you choice at the pump. And come on inside for some great deals. All month long, Pizza Corner Pizza. All flavors, 2 for $11. Pop-Tarts, 2 for $1. Barrel of Fun, 8 and 10-ounce chips, 2 for $4. Combos, 79 cents each. Turtle Minis, $2.49 each. Tootsie Mini Bites, $1.09 each. And Deli Express, classic ham and cheese and traditional Italian sandwiches are only $2.99. PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better. And, of course, all day, every day, you get four items for $4. Hot Stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, two cookies, four for four, a great lunch or dinner, day or night, at PetroServe USA. And get registered for the $50,000 in giveaway. Every week, they draw new names, so you have to register new. Every week, get a PetroServe USA store near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA. The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. One of the biggest obstacles to implementing a successful safety program is cost. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing affordable safety and leadership training available at the NDSC's 44th Annual Safety and Health Conference.
3 days of training, 95-plus courses, and what you're looking at is if you're a member of the North Dakota Safety Council, if you get our early bird discount, and if you are a Workforce Safety and Insurance member, you can combine for 60% savings, I mean, where you can get 3 days of safety training for just $330. The level of training, the quality training that's being offered at this conference, in our opinion, second to none. It's not just local training, which is really good. It's regional. It's national people who come in and put on these courses.
The NDSC's Safety and Health Conference is February 20th through 23rd in Bismarck. To learn more about great discounts and the diverse course lineup, go to www.ndsc.org.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Hopefully that's peppy enough for our listener who called and said that he was being put to sleep by Josh Groban and Andy Williams. He wanted a little more pep. So, is that peppy enough for you guys? Yeah, that's the Blenders right there. North Dakota made. The Blenders. We're back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour, chatting with Ryan Rushberg, State Tax Commissioner, on What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. What other issues related to the protesters and the questions that are concerning citizens have come directly to you, Ryan?
Well, another question that I've received from a couple folks is basically the treatment of the GoFundMe accounts. And that, so it isn't necessarily the GoFundMe. It's what the dollars are actually going towards. And I'll tell you, we've researched that here in the office. And really, the IRS actually calls it crowdfunding. And most of the times, those accounts are used for things like a drive for, medical expenses for a spouse. You know, please give. This is going to go towards paying for medical bills for a spouse. And I've seen actual letters from the IRS that use that as an example. Well, that doesn't, to me, that's a lot different than using a GoFundMe account to fund some political activist movement. And that's one of the problems is the IRS actually has not issued any real guidance on it. So at this point, we really don't know what the taxability of those would be. So that is a very gray area.
I asked the Attorney General about this too, because I've heard a lot of people say, you know, can't you legally get a hold of those accounts? And he said that the attorney generals in other states have looked into this, and it's befuddled them all. They've not been able to find a way. But, it seems to me that they also have some pretty clear rules related to illegal activity. And there are a ton of money that's come in that way. We reported last week that the second biggest fundraisers in 2016 were related to Dakota Access. So first was actually the Orlando attack down at that nightclub. But number two for the whole entire year has been the Dakota Access Pipeline. One account over the weekend I saw was nearly $4 million.
Looked too. Yeah. Huge.
So you're saying as tax commissioner, you can't go there and say, wait a minute. First of all, those funds, they are taxable?
Well, I think where I'm getting at is the IRS really hasn't given any guidance to say if they are or aren't. And that's one of the issues is that, we're based on the federal tax code as far as what's taxable in the United States and what's not. And we haven't seen anything. And there's been questions out there for years, and we haven't been able to get any kind of a clear answer out of the IRS saying this stuff is taxable or not. They basically refer back to, look at the definition of income and make a determination. So they're really passing the buck along on that and not providing any useful guidance on whether or not those types of funding accounts are actually taxable or not. So that's a really, really gray area, because I think it would be on almost a case-by-case basis.
Is that something where the legislature could do something, or would that only be for the future? Could they retroactively say, the IRS isn't clear, so here's our rule, and give you some guidance there?
You know, there's possibly some legislative avenues there. I've had questions from legislators about, the taxability and the GoFundMe accounts. I'm not quite sure what that would be, but I'll just say that, there could be some possibilities there going into the future.
$7.8 million so far, according to a story today, Forum News Service, April Baumgarten. $7.8 million raised, so pretty amazing.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to get to a call here, a question for you. Richard and Fargo for Ryan Rauschenberger. Go ahead.
Yeah, I understand you're kind of saying you want people to be fair and honest when they're filing their taxes. Every year I file my taxes, and I pay roughly $800-$900 into North Dakota, and by the time North Dakota gets their share, and then I pay the guy that files my taxes, it's not even worth it, because I pay more to North Dakota and to file them than what I get back. As far as the people being honest, when you look at the cronyism, not only in Washington, but in Bismarck, everything from the shell game with the, homeowners' taxes, the games that they play with all the...
All right, Richard, I'm really short on time here, so I'm going to have to let Ryan just give me a quick summary answer to that comment of yours.
Well, I think that, Richard's issue is partly because that we have such low income tax rates, and the fact that if you're paying a provider you know, a CPA or a tax preparer to do your taxes when you have a low income tax rate. That's just one of the issues that you have when you have such low rates. We have some of the lowest in the nation.
Last quick question, 5-second answer. Do these folks need to pay sales tax on the things they're buying with this money too?
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the biggest numbers that we see is sales tax.
All right. There is lots to cover here, folks, and we'll continue on it. Ryan, thanks for your time. Best to everybody in the tax department. You bet. Take care. Ryan Rossberger, State Tax Commissioner. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Vince is back from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Minot Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo 2. You and I have talked a lot about hot tubs, and you've sold me. Hot Springs is the best. I absolutely love it. Every day made better. But these saunas really have me intrigued, too. Tell me about the saunas you have at Hot Spring Spas.
Yeah, we've been with Finley all for 40 years, and actually it's a Minnesota company that in 3 more years will be 100 years old. They are the largest sauna manufacturer in North America. They do both traditional and infrared saunas, and we've been with them for 40 years.
What is the health benefit of having a sauna? If I have a sauna and I'm in there 20 minutes, half hour every day, how am I better?
A lot of the same things we talk about with the hot tub, Scott, but the other thing it does, it's great for your skin. It releases natural endorphins in the body, which boosts your immune system. You detox deeper. I mean, when you sit in a sauna daily, you're detoxing deep in those cells and getting rid of the bad stuff faster by sitting in the sauna daily.
Stop and see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks and Fargo, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.